I tell you what, something good, something just right. I tell you what, it can't just be good, but it's got to be good and just right. That means useful. Something good. Look at somebody and tell them. Something good, something just right. It's going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. Do you believe that? How many of you still believe in that? Amen. How many are glad when God gets your junk out of the way? God's got better. I'm not just going to have good. I'm going to have something good and something just right. The word of the Lord is true. But the premise of this morning was basically you need the word. And there are a whole lot more things out there about the word that we can grab a hold of than what we think, right? So we found out several things that we can get from the Word of God, several promises several things that God said that He promises to provide if we get into the Word, get into all of the Word. And what we're going to find out tonight, there are several ways that you can get into the Word. Several ways that you can get in the Word. I mean, several windows that you can enter into the kingdom, several ways you can get into the Word. Getting into the Word is just not necessarily all the time a daily Bible devotional, even though that is good. And that is right. And there are certain blessings that you can only get and that you can only receive, guess what? By daily Bible reading. And that's one way that you get the Word, right? Daily Bible reading. That's one form of blessing that you can get. But there's another kind of blessing that you can only get. You know, when you get a rhema word will bring you certain things. I mean, a rhema word, when a rhema faith, the whole faith movement, the entire faith movement came as a result of a rhema word. Somebody was reading the Bible, and God revealed to them certain truths that came to them by the rhema word. 30, 40 years ago, around years and years ago, they thought of faith as something a little bit differently than what most of us think about it today. And how many have been blessed by faith, by living by faith? That you've received blessings just because you live by faith. Well, I tell you what, that came as the result of a rhema word. And many people are only blessed by faith. You know, they can only grab a hold of things. Most of the times you're going to get a blessing, you're going to get it by faith. But I want you to know every blessing that you get by faith is the result of a rhema word, a revelation of something you found in the scripture. You found a promise in the Bible and you stuck to it. That's called rhema word revelation that God will give you blessing on. Well, tonight we're going to talk about another way that you can receive a blessing. And I believe that's how the biggest blessings happen. And I believe that's how the realm of the miraculous is activated. And many times in Scripture, you'll see this realm of word. And everybody say, Dabar. Well, Dabar is a word for, a lot of times in the Hebrew, when they're talking about word, you're going to see the word Dabar pop up a lot. And that word Dabar represents a thought, D-A-B-A-R, a promise, a provision, a thought, a tiding, or a sentence. Well, of course it would be a spoken sentence, right? But a sentence, say a ruling. You ever had anybody go through a sentencing? They did some stuff and they get a sentencing? Well, a debar is like a sentencing. That's like when God says something and says, this is what I say about the circumstance and this is what's going to go down. Debar. Do you know what you've been sentenced in this season? Do you know what your debar is? And in that debar is a provision. Every season comes with a word. There's a word of every season, and there's provision for every season. But you're not going to be able to grab a hold of the season's provision. Did you know that? You won't be able to grab a hold of that season's provision until you find out and are able to discern what the debar is or the word is for that season. In every situation, every trial you go through, guess what? There is a debar. There is an instruction from God on how you can accomplish and make your way through that circumstance, through that situation. Debar. And that's basically what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram. Does that mean a Bible got up and started walking to Abram? You know, he was just sitting there and, you know, and in the kitchen, and all of a sudden the Bible just floated across the room. And the word of the Lord came to Abram. Come on, think about it. There was scripture back then. See? There was scripture written back then. No, there wasn't. No, it wasn't before Moses caught you. Hallelujah. But the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision. Do you know you can get the word of God in a vision? So saying, what? Now, that doesn't mean that when you sleep you have a vision and scripture starts going through in your vision, and the only time you read the Bible is what you envision in your head, and you start reading the Bible. You know, God wouldn't do something silly like that when there's written scripture that you can open up and read. That's not necessary. But Abram received the word of the Lord in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham, for I am thy shield, thy exceedingly great reward." And Abraham said, "God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is whoever this man is of Damascus." And Abraham said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine own heir." God gave a sentence, didn't he? He said, "That's not going to happen. This is going to happen." Wow, that's a word for the season, isn't it? So the debar came, and that was a debar from God. Do you know you got a debar about your business? You got a debar about your family. There's a debar about everything. There's a debar about Nations Church. There's a word. And everything that God does, he does by the what? The word. God is not dead. God is alive. And this is where people get very afraid to step out and become supernatural. God has not left us nor forsaken us, that we can be led by the voice of God, by the voice of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, you can be spiritually led. And someone can walk every day and say, "Hey, I'm walking in the Word of God. I'm walking in the Word. I'm living in the Word. I know what God wants to do this season. I know what God wants to do with me this year. I have a debar over my life. Doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside, but on the inside, I've heard God, and God said, this is what it's going to be." How do you get these debar? I tell you, a debar usually comes from sitting under. Now, in Abram's case, there was nobody to sit under, because nobody had a covenant at that time. But do you know what Moses moved in? What Moses moved in when he brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, he was motivated by a supernatural debar. Did you know that? A commission from God. It wasn't just a rhema knowledge, because there was no revelation in scripture about what God wanted to do then. He couldn't read. He wasn't moving on rhema knowledge, because there was no word spoken about all that stuff. He had to get a promise from God with no precedent. Just the character of God. Just the nature of God. But he had to stand on the word anyhow. This is going to get scary for a lot of you people, because you're going to have to develop some supernatural faith. And you can't be a flake to walk in this. To where you hold on to a word of God as it, where you got something on the inside of you, where you know the voice of God, you know the word of God, you can walk on it, that God said it, and that settles it, and I'm going to see it manifest. I have a complete confidence that God is not a man that he should lie. That you're going to have a confidence in the supernatural, that you're going to have a confidence in the prophetic word, and stand on it. But you got to know God in order to do that. There are a lot of people that blaming a bunch of stuff on God. That's not a debar. That's not a debar at all. That's just a bazaar. There's a difference between a debar and a bazaar. God wouldn't tell you to climb up trees and act stupid. That's not a debar. Make sure you got a debar and not a what. Now, when the debar comes, do you know, if I could teach you anything, there are certain words. I tell you what, when we said something good, something just right is going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. What is that? Is that a rhema? Can you find the premise of it is in Scripture all over the place, right? But there is no Scripture in the Bible that says John 3:17-9 or whatever it is. Something good, something just right is going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. But you're not going to be able to walk in that and receive anything from that until you discern that that is a what? A debar. And you can walk in that debar every day. I got a word from heaven. I got a prophetic word from heaven saying that I should expect something good to happen. And I'm going to fashion myself after that word and it will manifest. Say, I got the word for the season. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was one scripture in the Bible that said, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. That means there wasn't too much debar around. You couldn't go everywhere and just hear heaven. I mean, you might have got a good message. You might have got a lot of tickling ear stuff. Your ears might have been tickled and done whatever you wanted to have happen to it. But the debar of God was not there. How do you know it's a debar of God? There's a manifestation on the debar of God. When you act on it, something else is going to follow through on it. Now, when that debar of God came in Exodus chapter 9, verse 20, God will usually bring you the debar through prophetic ministries, pastoral offices. Brother Hagin got a word from heaven. It was a prophetic word from heaven. But that word was like a debar. When he said there's a wave of the Holy Ghost coming, that which we've never seen the likes of before, and we better get ready for what God's about to do. That's a debar. And those that know the word of God and those that know the ways of God, they fashion themselves according to the word of what the man of God said. People today are afraid to live like that. They're afraid. They don't believe there are any more men and women of God anymore. They don't believe God moves in the prophetic anymore. Well, I tell you what, when we refuse to move like God moves and to use the gifts and the things that God has given us, guess what? We're not going to reap everything God wants us to reap from. Debar. Now listen, this is the result of someone that can't catch a word. When you hear that message, I mean, there have been debars that come through this house. And every message, I mean, we try to preach on Toyotas and we still ran and right back up on the issue. Do you know that helps at one time was a debar? That's one of the debars of this ministry. We don't understand it, but everything we usually get around to it at this point is coming right back around to the issue of helps. The word of a season is everybody get involved and do something because God wants to do something great. That's a word from heaven. That means when you get involved in that word, you get there, that blessing of God will be upon that because you're involved in the debar of God. What happens when you don't hear the word of God? When you don't discern the word of God? Listen, here's a man that didn't discern the word of God and that couldn't follow through on the debar of God. Exodus chapter 9, verse 20. He that feared the debar of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle to flee into the houses. Fear. I mean, that's somebody that can take the word of the Holy Ghost seriously. The word of God seriously. I mean, how many of you have heard words of seasons? And those that reverence those words. And they you know what? When I'm under a heavy word in my life or in a season, I fear God and I reverence God. And if God's talking about a situation that I don't need to be getting into and that word's hot, I look out for it and I don't go around it. It's a bar. Then we talk about the word will save you from destruction. If you allow the word to go before you, it will warn you when something negative is going to happen. Well, that's what the debar of God is for. It's there to warn you. Well, here, those that feared the debar of God that came from the voice of Moses. See, Moses had heard God, and God said, this is about to happen, and this is what you should do. And among the servants made their pharaohs to flee into the houses. And he that regardeth not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. See, when you hear a word of God, if you're going to fear that word of God, or fear, another word for fear is have faith. Another word for fear is to have faith in it. You're not going to fear anything, you know, or reverence anything that you don't believe has power to bring about a change. But those that heard the word of God, or heard the word and reverenced that word, they did something about it. You don't reverence a word or fear a word until you allow it to change something in your life. And God never sends his word in any circumstance that doesn't demand change. God's word is going to sink to the bottom. I tell you what, it's going to change everything about your life. If you allow every word, you can't hang with his word. I mean, people think, oh, I already know that. It's not going to do anything to me. God's, if it's really God's word, guess what? It's going to plow straight through you. And it will demand a change. It's too heavy for you. It's too strong for you. It will command, it will bring about a difference in your life. And those that feared the word of the Lord, they yielded to the word. They allowed the word to revolutionize their life. They allowed it to change how they did their business and how and where they kept their flocks. And these were the Egyptians. These weren't even Abram's seed. But these are people that heard the debar of God, and they changed things according to what the man of God had said. Let's read on Exodus 9:22. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt. Well, the word of God came to pass, and everyone that feared the word of God feared the word and reverenced the word. They didn't suffer the consequences. They were blessed. They were blessed. I tell you what, it's not enough to hear the word, but you got to reverence the word. I tell you, there are a lot of people that hear and hear and hear and hear, but never do. Not the word that you hear makes a change, but the word that you allow to get down on the inside of your spirit and change some things is going to make the change in your life. It's the word that you yield to that breaks the yoke. It's the word that you yield to. There are a lot of people that can quote anything. There's a lot of word in my computer. My computer will talk to me. It reads text. My computer can read text, but my computer can't work miracles. It's the word that has to get on the inside of your spirit and bring about a change. It's the word that you activate. It's the word that you activate that makes a difference in your life. The rhema word of God that you get on the inside of you and you allow to activate, that's the word that's going to make a difference. And they feared the word and they were blessed. Fear the word and be blessed. Reverence the word and be blessed. And in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 7, it says, and ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of the Lord. They yielded to the word of God. It's the word of God that you yield to and do something that makes a difference. How many of you are hearing the word of God? Do you know what the word is? People claiming, I'm walking in the word, I'm walking in the word. What are you? You don't know where you are. How many of you are walking in the word? What is God saying right now? What is God saying in this season? Is your life controlled by what God is doing? Are you in sync with what the Holy Ghost is doing? Those people that are in sync with what God is doing, those are the ones that are walking in the word. And you're not going to be able to walk in the word that you don't hear, that you don't catch on the inside of your spirit. Somebody say, amen. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God gives you. Listen. Hear the debar of God that you might be able to live an abundant life and go in and possess the land that God wants you to have. Hear the word so you can survive, so you can live, and so you can win. So it's easy to hear. Now listen, it also says to go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your father giveth you. And ye shall not add unto the word that I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. That ye may keep the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you. Well, it said, neither are you allowed to make it light. Diminish aught means to make it lighter than what it really is. To play it off and not make it important. To allow it to lose its potency. If the word of God comes heavy, don't you go do something else to make it light. They used to tell some of the saints in heavy meetings where there were powerful men and women of God. I've gone to conferences where they've been so powerful where they tell you, don't run your mouth on the way home. don't talk to anybody. A lot of the meetings you go with Brother Hagin, and sometimes those meetings get so intense, they tell you, shut up on the way home. Don't talk to anybody. Don't even go to lunch. Just go home and sit on it. Reverence the Word of God. Don't bring aught to the Word of God. If there's a heavy, see, you got to learn how to hold a word on the inside of you. And many people don't understand when there's an anointing of the Word on them. You don't want to let anything happen that will bring aught or diminish that word. Make light of that word. How many had people make light of words of God? They heard a scripture or they heard something heavily taught, something that was revolutionized, and the word, the pressure was on them. I mean, not just it wasn't condemnation, but the conviction of the Holy Ghost on. Then they get a hold of somebody else that made aught of that word. You don't have to listen to that. I've been around here for a long time. You know, it'll just play it off, just play it off, bringing aught to the Word of God. I tell you what, don't lighten a word of God. Let that word settle. If the Word of God is working on the inside of you, you meditate on that word and don't let it go. Don't bring aught to the debar of God. Don't bring the debar of God to naught. Take it seriously. Learn to live. See, this is something that you're going to have to nurture. Something that you're going to have to learn to flow in and discern, you know, and become. I tell you, it's like walking in a new dimension. Some people say it's like walking in the Spirit, but you're going to have to learn how to be delicate and sensitive to the Spirit and sensitive to the bar of God. You said, listen, in thy word do I meditate day and night. What is he talking about? Well, of course, he's talking about meditating in the Scripture, the written word, and all this other stuff. But listen, he's meditating on what God is doing for him at that moment. What is the Lord trying to say to him? And he doesn't want to do anything to disturb him, to disturb the debar of God. I mean, you got promises, like you've had promises over your business. And how do you say in your word, well, I meditate day and night? That means every phone call that comes in, you remember the debar, what God said, and you expect it to follow through on this phone call. And you don't bring it to aught. You don't step out of that word. You expect something to happen. I find a way to activate that word. I just don't hear a word on Sunday night or on Sunday morning or Wednesday night and let it go. Man, I got to activate that word. I can't wait to live it out the next day, because when you're living it out, that's when the manifestation happens. The Word of God is alive. It's just not something that you contain in your head. It is a living and active force that has power to bring about change. When you hear a Word of God, get into the Word. Isn't that something different than you hear right now when you're hearing somebody talking about, let's get into the Word of God. What are you doing all day long? I'm in the Word. I'm in the Word. Why are you getting up to go to work when everybody else tells you to sit at home? I'm in the Word. I'm in the Word. Why are you sticking up signs instead of doing all this other stuff? I heard a word from heaven. I'm in the Word. You can live in the Word. You can live in the Word. You can live in the Word. You can stay in the Word. You can stay anointed by the Holy Ghost. See, you can learn to, it's deeper than you can. The Word of God is more powerful than anything you can ever imagine. God's about to set us up. God's about to set us up. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word. For the Word of the Lord was precious in those days. For the Word of the Lord was precious in those days. Thy Word is quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Powerful. 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 Now listen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone. Isn't this good? Isn't this good? He does not live. You can't live. I tell you what, praise God, you can't live. There is no life. Life begins when you discern that there's a supernatural realm out there, that there is a word out there. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word, every debar, every rhema, every logos, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Say, I'm living off the Word of God. How do you live off of the Word of God? You're not living off of bread. You're finding substance right there. Substance to go on another day. You know, when there is no money, you know, sometimes all you got to live off is the debar of God. Earthly things will run out sometime, but the Word of God will sustain you when everything else quits. Living off the Dabar of God. And it's, I tell you what, when that word fades out, another one will come and you'll step right on over. When that word fades out, there will be a new word for you that will sustain you and keep you safe and keep you sound. In season we didn't understand, Holy Ghost said, be thou not discouraged, these things will pass away. Now, if we were living off of man-made things and bread alone, we would have said, hey, hang it up, close it up, pack it up, quit. But the word of God, thank God we weren't living off of natural things. All see, bread, that things represent just the natural realm. We're not meant just to live off of what we see every day and what everybody else has. We're living off the word of God. We can escape. How you stand? How did they escape the fiery furnace? They were living off of the bar of God. They were on the inside with the word. Jesus Christ was in the fiery furnace with them. He was the word. I mean, you can switch up on the devil. You say, you just change your life support. I got phantom power. Phantom power means when the outside stuff fades out, live on the word. It will hold you together. It'll put food on the table when you don't expect it to be there. It'll pay the rent. It'll pay mortgages. It'll get your car. It will do whatever it has to do. It'll put shoes on your feet. It'll bring you new mates. It will do whatever it says it will do. You can live off the word of God. Dabar. It's real. The word of God is tangible. I mean, it's like an escalator. It just carries you through life. And the more you stay in it, the more real it becomes. The longer you stay in it, the more real it becomes. And you yearn. David learned this when David said, I long to be in your temple. You know, I long to be in your word. I long to, you just look for, I just need a word from heaven. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. I tell you what, if you're meant to live off of it, that's a precious thing. And people aren't living to the level and to the degree that God desires them to live. And I'm not just talking about being prosperous. There's a whole lot more to life we can grab. And the reason why we're not able to grab onto this life is because we're not hearing the bar of God. You're going to live anyhow. I mean, you're going to live anyhow. Wherever God talks, it just lives. I mean, God established this even in the natural realm where they did tests. They did tests and they would hold plants out there. And you would talk to one plant and it grew bigger than the other plant. Whatever they talked to, it grew better, it got greener, it got stronger. That's just God saying, listen, what I talk to is going to live and stay strong. And if you let God talk to you, you'll find yourself doing a lot better. You'll find yourself getting better. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You'll get to the point to where you can talk up the clothes on your back. You can have shoes preached on your feet. You won't live by bread alone. God will bring stuff to you. It's a good thing to be in the house of God. You'll do better. You'll increase. And it can get better than that. It'll get better than that. It'll get better than that. You just have to hold on a little bit. It's not going to happen overnight. It won't happen overnight, but it'll happen. My God, will it happen? Why am I saying it'll happen? Because it is happening. So they say, well, how's it happening? You don't know what I came from. And you don't know what some of these other ones came from. God did it. If we could have done it on our own, we would have done it a long time ago. We ain't done nothing new. We ain't got no new friends that we didn't have before. It's the word of God that makes a difference in our life. Standing on the word and waiting it out. Now, we study this morning. It says, for rebellion is the sin of witchcraft in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 33. For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is the iniquity of idolatry. Rebellion and just being stubborn. You want to find a stubborn person? You might as well envision that person with a little black cap on the top of their head, under a house with little red striped socks. I tell you what, God looks at anybody that does not yield to his word as a witch. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I mean, when he speaks, you got to yield, period. Don't buck God. Yield to him. It's not a game with God. I mean, it's not a game with God. When God says something, he expects you to do it right away. Because thou hast rejected, listen, because thou hast rejected, reject. That means they didn't take seriously the word of God. The Dabar of God. My Lord. It's God's heart that we reign and rule as kings. That's what God wants. He said, listen, because you've rejected the word, I've rejected you. Receive the word. Be received of God. How is he going to come to you? By the word. Reject the word. Reject what God is and what God's trying to do for you. Draw close to his word. Guess what? He'll draw close to you. Push that word of God away. And you can push even the Dabar of God. There are a lot of people, hey, I can receive just reading the book, but I won't want to get into this supernatural stuff. I don't want to hear a prophecy. I don't want it to come to that anywhere. I don't want God knocking on my doors. Reject the word of God any way that the word wants to come to you. Period. Somebody said, you're just saying that because you're charismatic. No, I'm saying that because that's how God moves. I'm saying that just because, why did he always move throughout history and throughout all time, and everybody that he took seriously, he moved with them and two of them prophetically. He moved through them in written word, prophetically, and through the Dabar. But today, when he's supposed to do his biggest stuff that he hasn't, where he's going to do the greater stuff, he's going to limit himself to move on just, you know, some the minimal stuff. If he moved that way back then, he's going to move that way again. He's going to move that way again. Just because you went to some seminary or cemetery school, that doesn't mean nothing. God is still God. And God is still speaking, and he's going to manifest himself whether you like it or not. There is a Dabar of God, and that's what God's going to show up in. And because you have rejected the word, my God, and the word, see, represents Jesus. He is the word. And they rejected Jesus when Jesus came. They rejected Jesus when he came. They rejected the Christ, the anointing. And you got to understand that what God does in different seasons, what God does by his spirit, that is the word of God. When Jesus came through Christ, Christ Jesus was the word, and they rejected Jesus Christ, right? And when they rejected Jesus Christ, they missed all of God's best. Well, I tell you what, this next wave, there's a word for the season. There's some things that God said that he's going to do. And when you reject that word, when you reject what God's trying to do, what God's trying to say, what God's trying to be, hey, he's going to reject you from being king. Because he's going to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. And he's going to do what he wants to do. And I tell you, in scripture, usually when it talks about kings, what is it talking about? Reference. Pastoral offices. And in the last day, the Bible says that God's going to find himself shepherds after his own heart. After his own heart. Where he's going to do it himself. Because they're doing their own thing. This stuff that we're seeing now, God's going to raise up a breed of pastors that hear heaven. When it seems it's not popular to hear heaven, they're hearing network sermons from off the. They're hearing everything else but heaven. They're hearing strategies and statistics and preaching strategies and statistics. They're preaching contemporary issues. Everything but what they've heard from the prophetic voice of God. They have rejected the voice of God today, that God still speaks and you are a prophet sent from heaven. That God is still moving and prophesy to the dry bones. God is going to raise up some generation that hear heaven and aren't afraid to speak, saying, thus saith the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he hath anointed me to preach the gospel of the good news. We're going to get to the point where we say, this is not something I learned in Bible school. This is not something I got in the back of my head. I've been with Jesus and I've heard heaven. And thus saith the Lord God. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the word of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. My God, there's some mighty men of God. They get here. God sent me here to tell you. The Lord God sent me here to tell you. I didn't come here on my own. You don't want to hear what I got to say. But God told me to tell you, I've got a Dabar from heaven for you. And if we don't have a word from God for you, we need to sit down and shut up. Amen. If I don't have a word from heaven, I might as well crack jokes. Amen. I'm serious. Amen. Nothing more dangerous than somebody just talking about something that they've experienced on their own. You need to hear Jesus in this hour. God is still speaking. He's not dead. He's not going to leave me down here to talk to you myself? And it was never his purpose nor his plan. If he didn't trust Moses to run his mouth, do you think he's going to trust today's pastors? Everything Moses said, he said, God told me to tell you. How does this tie into our house ministry? It's important that they get alone to be with God, that they can hear heaven and you can have the debar of God, that you might live. And we're not going to reject the word of the Lord, nor will we bring the word of the Lord to naught, but we're going to hear it. It's so good. We're about to cross over to the garden. We're about to cross over into a new dimension of the Spirit of God. I tell you what, what's going to cause us to cross over? The bar of God. The bar of God will give us power and sustenance and motivation. You already know what you got to do. Do it. I tell you what, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 10. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over Jordan to go in and possess the land that the Lord thy God giveth you to possess. And the Reubenites and the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, they spake saying this. What did they say? What did they say? Remember the word of what? Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. They said, remember the debar. Remember the debar. Don't let go of the word. Hallelujah. Don't let go of the word. Let's not let go of the word for Nations Church. Amen. And let's not get rid of the word of God, what God spoke, to get into what everybody else is getting on. Let's just remember the word and trust, even though it might get difficult at times. Even though it might not be easy to get everybody that we want to get. Let's not forget what God said. Let's remember the word and stick to it. That's the key. Let's not change the word of God. Don't let go of the word. Now remember, now that you're at the Jordan River, now that you're ready to cross over, now that you're ready to cross over, remember the word. Go back and get your notes out. God said, why do I have to take notes in church? Because you got some debar in there that you need to remember that will cause you to change it over. You have the word. It's in your heart. And if it's in your heart, it'll be in your mouth. Use the debar of God. This is so good. Listen, this some of y'all that have heard the word of God, you should be shouting right now. Which the Moses of the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God have given you rest. The Lord your God have given you rest. And have given you this land. Are we understanding what the bar is? If you work it, it'll work for you. See, some people didn't even know it was out there. If you work this thing, if you work it, it'll work for you. Why are you succeeding in life? Why are you starting to do better? Why do I see things manifesting in your life that weren't manifesting in it 3 weeks ago? I done got a debar from heaven. Amen. My God. How is it that we're starting to see things sharpen up without doing any extra thing? How? Debar from heaven. Now listen. Psalm chapter 119, verse 58. And I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me. But it just didn't say be merciful unto me. According to thy word. God says, many of you don't have a measure because there's nothing to make it according to. Listen. The mercy that you will receive of God will be according to his word. What do you mean? According to the word of God that you know. Or that you have revelation of. There are many people that are prospered in their own individual lives according to the word of God. According to the word of God that's a revelation in their heart. God's going to bless you according to his word. According to the word of God that you know. That's why you get around the word. You stay in the word. The more word that you are, the more that God is able to work in you. Are you catching this? Also listen. Psalm chapter 119 verse 65. My God, God's trying to tell you to get around the word. Psalm chapter 119 verse 65. Not just any kind of word, but get around the debar of God. Good word will feed you well, and you'll do better. That there might be meat in my house. I mean, where the word of God is preached, you should do better. Yes. where the word of heaven is preached, you should exceed and do exceedingly better. And I'm going to prove it to you in Scripture. Psalm chapter 119, verse 65. But God has to do a stripping sometime that he might make his thing perfect. It'll come. I promise you it'll come. You're on the increase. If he's working you out, he's just making room for the blessing. He was just clearing out the crud that he might fill the temple. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant. He did. This man said, thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Now that word can differ from person to person. He's talking about according to the debar that you've given me. You bless me according to the word that you spoke into my heart, or the word that I had revelation of. My God, what debar do you have? That's what God, that's the level that God's going to move in your life. The level that you visualize in the spirit of, that you have revelation knowledge of, or spiritual knowledge of, or the word in, say, according to the word. That means if you're getting a lot of word and you're hearing words with big things in it, that's what he wants to bless you according to. According. When God's ready to do something for you, he says, listen. I'm going to set it up that it might be according to that word. That means if that word you're getting is a little bit of word and a little bit of revelation, that's as much as God has to work with. Do you understand? You know, God's ready to work a miracle. He's going to do it by his word. And many people have limited manifestations because they have limited revelation. Notice that every time God moved in signs and wonders and miracles and did different things, he first taught in parables, he taught and laid a foundation, and he revealed something of himself. Then after he revealed something about himself and taught something about himself and said something, guess what? He did something. God shut everything down and just talked to us for about a year. He does things differently. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith pleases God, and faith does something. When God's ready to do something for you, he just talks to you. Listen, when God created the heavens and the earth, God didn't just get down there and do it. He said, let there be, and there was. See, he has to say it before it manifests. Are you giving God time to say some things or to speak some things into your life? Have you been sitting under the word that God might create some new things in you, that it might be according to his word? Listen, isn't this good? Thou hast dealt well with thy servant according to his word. And many times you see that in Scripture, according to his word, it will always go back and reference itself to what God said about that circumstance or that situation. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 89, say, according to thy word. You can get somebody, listen, you can get somebody who hadn't been under the word, hadn't been hearing the word. You can look at him and say, oh, God's going to do something to you according to the word. See, why do you think when you go to some of these meetings where people that really get some things done, like Brother Hagin's meetings, and they wait, they say, I don't want to do anything to you until Friday. We'll pray for you on Friday. Come back on Friday. Sit up under the word Friday. If you need, you know why? Because it will be according to the word. What you might need might be a little bit more than what you can just get from sitting here and listening to us sing for one day. You might need to get into the word for about a week, that your manifestation would be according to the word that you heard. And if we pumped you up with the word and pump you up with the word, on Friday we'll get to pray for you that your miracle might be according to that word. You see people do big things for God. Oh, God must really love you. No, you just hear the word. How do they always get something done? They can pray and it's done just like that, and it's always happening. Why? It's according to the word that's planted in their heart. They've already got it on the inside, and all they got to do is speak it out of the outside. When you got the word on the inside, you can speak it out to the, and it will just manifest because it's already there. You can't just speak and have things manifest that aren't manifested on the inside of your spirit that you don't have a revelation of in your spirit. If you don't have a revelation of supernatural healing, you're just not going to be able to speak healing over somebody and expect it to manifest overnight. If they get healed a little bit later, and sometimes they heal and sometimes they don't get healed, guess what? It's according to that word that you have on the inside of your heart. That's exactly what you get is what you're believing for, and exactly what you got on the inside of you. If God waits 2 years before he brings about a manifestation, guess what? That's according to the word that you have revelation knowledge of. Do you understand the difference? They understand the difference? And the more you hear, the faster he'll move. Amen. The more you hear, the more he'll do. God can do much more than this. Last, Psalm chapter 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I want you to know, you might have given up on your promise. You might have tried to bring it to naught. But the Bible says, forever, O Lord. My God, doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Doesn't matter what people think about you. Doesn't matter what you got in your bank account. Doesn't matter where your head is. Period. As far as God's concerned. He said, forever, O Lord, your word or your debar or your sentence and your promise, it's settled in heaven. They're not changing it in heaven. So you might be wavering down here, but in the heavenlies, it's already settled. I mean, God's not questioning it. He's not wavering his faith in the heavenlies. You might be wavering and wandering down here, but in the heavenly realm, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. If he spoke it to you 3 weeks ago, it's still the same in heaven. Settled. Do you want a revelation on settled? When I study that word, settled means thou is in the best state. I mean, it said that word that God spoke to you in the heavens. He says, thy word, O God, is in the best state in the heavenlies. Thy word, O Lord, forever is settled in heaven. That means it's like a pillar in the heavenlies. It's not going to budge. God, it's in a good state. Your word from heaven in the heavenly realms. Don't worry about your word in the heavenlies. You don't have to. You know what? It's settled there when God spoke it. It's established. It's decreed. God marked your spot and said, nobody get there. I said that's going to be. And it will stay there throughout all eternity until it is performed. It's settled in the heavenlies. He has not changed his mind concerning your promise. Period. It's settled. It's in the best state. Somebody say, I thank God I got the bar. I believe God. There are some people that are looking about to get, feeling that they need to get rid of their promise. Acts chapter 27, verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Stand up and open your Bibles and look at that. And I want you to quote that in the devil's face and quote that in your life. Don't you give up your promise. God is still, he said it. You got to debark with God concerning your family, concerning all those things. Don't you be discouraged. I'm here from heaven to tell you, wherefore, sir, believe God. It's going to be just as it was told you. He said it. It's settled in the heavens and it will be established. It'll happen. You stand on it and believe God. Wherefore, sirs, I believe God, it shall be even as it was told me. And at the time he had to believe God, it looked like he was ready to sink. It looked like God had lied to him. They were out there on a sinking ship. A sinking ship. And he said, listen, don't you worry about it. Wherefore, sirs, get happy about it in the midst of this trouble. In the midst of this problem. And right, don't wait until it's over. Start to celebrate now. Sirs, I mean, that boat was going down. And I'm sure the men were jumping and screaming and hollering. And here this man of God's got a debar from heaven. He said, my debar will outstand this storm. My debar will outlast. My debar will cause me to walk on water if I have to. My debar will do it. He said, listen, don't you worry about it. My debar will cover everybody on this boat. Wherefore, sirs, be happy about it. I'm telling you to be happy in whatever you're dealing with right now. Whatever you heard this week, whatever you think you're going to hear the comment tomorrow, listen, be of good cheer. I prophesy to you and I speak, it shall be even as it was told me from heaven. It's going to be all right. And I'm here to tell you by having my debar, revelation, knowledge, word. Listen, something good, something just right's going to happen to you. Just let it happen to you. Period. Doesn't matter what it looks like right now. What you put your faith in and what you believe and what you got on the inside of you, it was going to manifest. And I'm here to tell you that God said something good in the midst of when the devil's trying to do his worst damage to you. Something, expect something good to happen. I don't care if you're on your way to the hospital with IV tubes in your arm. By the time you get there, something good, something just right is going to happen to me. Let it happen to me in Jesus' name.